Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I don't know if anybody saw this today. Gun control, sugar daddy, and Democrat presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg was asked yesterday about the shooting at the West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, Texas. And, because he's Michael Bloomberg, who has a little big man thing happening, plus he's never met a gun he likes unless it's been part of his safety detail, he decided to blast the idea. That crazy idea that the average American has the right to bear arms for self-defense. Speaking in Montgomery, Alabama, Bloomberg said that it's the job of law enforcement to have guns and to decide when to shoot. Now, there's a couple of problems with that argument, starting with the Bill of Rights and the guarantee that the people have the right not only to keep arms but to bear them. The Supreme Court has said the core purpose of the Second Amendment is to protect the right of self-defense, and that means Bloomberg's on the wrong side of history and the Constitution when he proclaims that the average American should be disarmed and defenseless. Secondly, when Bloomberg was no longer mayor, everybody that was on his police detail retired and is now part of his permanent private little security force. So, and I think that's great. If the man can afford it and if he wants it, he should have it. But most people can't afford their own little security force to travel around with them and doing all this stuff. Plus, these guys are aging, so sooner or later he's going to have to replace them because that kind of duty is a young man's game. Most of us have to be our own bodyguards. So if Bloomberg seriously believes that only police should have the power to draw a gun in self-defense or in defense of another, he should replace his armed guards with a troop of mimes instead. But, his honor, he was busy speaking. He said, "You just do not want the average American carrying a gun in a crowded place." Actually, I do. I want the average American to be able to exercise their right to bear arms. We're coming up close to 19 million people with concealed carry permits now. So that doesn't take into account the millions more who live in states that don't require a license or permit in order for legal gun owners to lawfully carry. I think it's sort of sad for Bloomberg that he chose Montgomery, Alabama, to declare that people don't have the right to protect themselves. As civil rights activist and historian Charles Cobb noted not long ago, when Dr. Martin Luther King was mounting his first protest for equal rights in Montgomery, he knew the power of the gun for personal protection. It's coming, I guess, from his book, from Mr. Cobb's book. Protection was common, even if it wasn't publicly acknowledged. You couldn't live in any household in a rural southern community without guns, and people weren't afraid to use them. During the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott, Reverend King had guns all over his house. Glenn Smiley, one of King's advisors, called King's home an arsenal. And that's a southern thing. I've been in houses where guns have been on the nightstand, under the pillow, and in the chair. Now, that may be a southern thing, but in Michael Bloomberg's world, it's a crime. It's a whole bunch of guns stored irresponsibly, isn't it? I mean, just anybody could pick them up. Mr. Bloomberg, and, you know, he is Mr. right now, his tone-deaf and hypocritical stance on self-defense and gun ownership place him at odds with tens of millions of us here in the United States, as well as the Bill of Rights and the constitutions of more than 40 states, and Unfortunately, his position on the right to bear arms is also indistinguishable from every other Democrat in that's running for president right now. But, I mean, I didn't see Bloomberg come out and actually say anything about this this airstrike. But I'm waiting to see it. But you can tell with a politician how they are when you look at their position on guns. Now, since his position on guns is the same as any other position on guns might be, I'm not surprised. I'd be very surprised, excuse me, if I didn't think that he thinks the airstrike was bad, and he thinks that we should have open borders and all this. You get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. You know what I mean. Interesting little development. In Illinois, they have legalized recreational marijuana, which makes you a prohibited person federally. And since we have to have federal background checks, you now are going to fail a federal background check. But in Illinois, now they've made that this way. Interestingly enough, they're not going to revoke the FOID cards of the recreational use marijuana users in Illinois. You have to have one of those in order just to buy a gun, an FOID card. We get this from Illinois. Cannabis consumers in Illinois, where state-licensed marijuana dispensaries started serving recreational customers yesterday, will pay more in taxes than cannabis customers in most other states that have legalized pot. But at least they do not have to worry that the state police will be coming for their guns, thanks to protections included in the 2019 law that allows adults 21 or older to purchase and use marijuana. But then we get this. A cannabis consumer who possesses a gun is committing a federal felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. A cannabis consumer who answers no to the question about illegal drug use while buying a gun is committing another federal felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Illinois likewise prohibits anyone who has used an illegal drug during the past year from obtaining a firearm owner's identification card, FOID, which is required to illegally own a gun in the state. But the Illinois Cannabis Regulation and Tax Act, which the state legislature passed last year, says a person shall not be considered an unlawful user solely as a result of his or her possession or use of cannabis or cannabis paraphernalia in accordance with this act. Now, see, this is a quagmire, because anybody who has a federal firearms license that sells guns in Illinois is now between a rock and a hard place, because they're saying that they're making the decision for the feds. This is the law the left wanted. This is the law the Democrats wanted. They wanted a federal firearms instant background check, right? They wanted a background check on the federal level. They've got it, but now they're trying to dictate to the feds that if, you know, by statute, if you are using marijuana, then you are a prohibited person. That's an illegal drug, felon, federally. And the people in Illinois, I guess the powers that be in Illinois, are out there saying, well, not really, because you live here and you're, and this is true, they are a citizen of Illinois. Okay? And Illinois is a part of the Federation, you know, of the Republic. So I don't know how they're going to get through this. I don't know how they're going to get through this, because if it were up to me, what I would have done is I would be looking at all the, I don't know if they have to have a license to get the cannabis, but if they do, I get, but you know, it's recreational. It'll be interesting to see if Illinois stays the course with this, though. They're saying that they're not going to be prohibited. But are they going to reverse and start saying, well, you know, we told you weren't going to be prohibited, and you've been buying all this pot, and, you know, it was based upon what we told you, but that wasn't actually true. You really are prohibited, and we're going to need those guns back now that we know that you have, because we have a registry here. Enjoy that pot. We'll take those guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. As a Democrat, Nancy Pelosi, or as I call her now, the Pelosian, doesn't usually get a lot of guff from the media. She can pretty much do and say whatever she wants because she's the Pelosian. But only to a point. At some point, even the media has to call her on her bullshit. So in their feeble attempt to appear unbiased, some comments are so egregious they can't look away any longer, especially when it's a repeated flub. Coming from Accuracy in Media, we get this: House Speaker Nancy Pelosi repeated use of a bogus claim of gun deaths of children throughout the years earned her a 4 Pinocchios by the Washington Post fact checker. The fact checker was alerted by a reader who found the figures Pelosi was citing, that 47% of gun violence deaths in the U.S. were teenagers or younger. She said, and I quote, "In the 266 days since we sent this bill, about 25,000 people have died from gun violence in our country, 47% of them teenagers or children younger than that." Now, a spokesperson for Pelosi argues that she misspoke and that it was 47 children killed per day, citing a Brady story. And, of course, this is a huge difference, yet if we were honest with ourselves and you know, an understandable one. People do screw up from time to time, especially when they're used to talking about percentages. Except, of course, that this was not correct either. Once again, coming from the Washington Post, Connolly told the Post that the statistic was drawn from a study by the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, which averaged 5 years of data, 2012-2016, from the CDC. But the Brady five-year data indicate that 7.3% of the people in the United States who die every day because of firearms are 19 and younger. The number killed is 7 a day. So in terms of people being shot, teenagers and young children account for about 14% of the total. And that's being charitable, because we're talking about gang members here. Now, do we, and this is a thing, do we want to have the equivalency of taking Johnny or Sally and equating them with some guy who's a drug pusher who just happens to be 15 years old? Are we going to say they're the same kind of kid? Now, even being charitable in your interpretation of her comments, you have to recognize the difference between 7 and 47. And further, as the fact checker found, she repeated this number over and over again. So in other words, she's been pushing this false information for some time, and she's gotten away with it because no one at the Washington Post wanted to confront her on it. And it wasn't until she flubbed up and said 47% that they couldn't look away. So this was one of those things where if they could have done it, I think they probably would have looked the other way, but they did not. But this brings up another problem, and it sort of spotlights it, if you will. How many other people are spouting facts that aren't even related to the studies they're citing and are getting away with it? Because, you know, this is sort of a glaring example of an indicator that the fact checkers haven't been checking facts. So, I get where that would be a tall order. I totally understand it. And I get that they can't do everything. Yet, we saw these same fact checkers swooping in to check whether Trump actually gave a medal to a dog. They had time for that one. So Andy Gunners are constantly spouting supposed facts, and we know good and well that they're not so. And, of course, they're typically spouting bogus studies or citing outfits using definitions that support their agenda rather than anything unbiased. But Pelosi had been saying the exact thing for a while, and no one called her on it, no one at all. And here comes the fun part of all of this for me. For the media, you know, I know that the media sits around on a regular basis and wonders out loud why we don't pay them any attention. And yet with these admissions, in the same vein, Washington Post referred to Soleimani as a revered military leader. Before that, al-Baghdadi, a virtuous religious scholar. And these are guys that are killing Americans. Soleimani killed more Americans militarily. He was responsible for a lot of American deaths. This was an excellent operation. We'll talk about that a little bit in the next moment, in the next little segment. But, yeah, all of this stuff that they keep wanting to talk about and all these things they want to keep describing, it's just a bunch of junk. It's lazy. And that's the thing. It's lazy. I don't like laziness. Does anybody out there like laziness? I don't like to see that. Now, coming out of Virginia, we have a couple of things that we're about to see happen, and we will get to that. But I simply wanted to point this out because, well, Northam has got, this is going to be an economic boom for the gun industry in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways. So, and Northam doesn't understand this. I don't know what he thinks is going to happen. But we're definitely going to see. We are definitely going to see what he thinks is going on. And that's coming up next. But just, I'm trying to get this to pull up for me so I can tell you a little bit about it, but that's not going to work. So we'll worry about that at a later date. This is a no-win situation for him, though. This is a no-win situation for him. They do not have numerically the resources to do, and all of these things they're talking about doing, like he's talking about the, he wants to have a gun confiscation squad a la California. Who has a gun confiscation squad? He wants that so that it's going to be, it'll be easier to confiscate guns. But he's only going to get 18 people. He wants to increase the budget for the prisons to help incarcerate the people that he thinks are going to go against him, because he just plans on jailing them, and he's only allocated $250,000. I don't know what he thinks is going to happen, but it's not going to be what he thinks. Could be pretty bad. We're going to find out, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
President Trump's comments after the U.S. kills a top Iranian general. The president continues.
I have deep respect for the Iranian people. They are a remarkable people with an incredible heritage and unlimited potential.
The president's comments come less than 24 hours after an airstrike led to the death of Iranian military leader Qassem Soleimani. Democrats on the 2020 campaign trail reacting to the news, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Now the administration has said the goal of killing Soleimani was to deter future attacks by Iran. But the action almost certainly will have the opposite impact.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. That's P.O.D. Following that little sleazy little Benghazi Redux Act, Trump came down like a slaying angel earlier today on terrorists across the Middle East. Fat, comfortable ones who'd always gotten away with what they'd always gotten away with, counting on U.S. fear and appeasement to Iran. Now, I'm not going to get into the list of all of the terrorists that were turning to grease spots on the floor there. In the ruins of the airstrikes, the terrorists now know when Trump said this is not a warning, it is a threat. It meant that their best course of action was to run screaming from the hill, you know, for the hills, and not to thumb their noses or posture for the press about being unafraid and plot another one. The other message they took from the glowing rubble was that the era of Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama is over. And it's too bad the Democrats didn't know that, because Trump's wingspan is a lot wider than they think. Coming from Axios, here's the kind of nonsense they're spouting. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, Soleimani was an enemy of the United States. That's not a question. The question is this, as reports suggest, did America just assassinate, without any congressional authorization, the second most powerful person in Iran, knowingly setting off a potential massive regional war? I asked this question earlier today. Do we have authorized assassinations that go through Congress? Do they meet on a regular basis and say, all right, who do we want to kill this weekend? Who are we going to assassinate? We don't kill them, we assassinate them. Then we got Senator Richard Blumenthal, or, you know, fake it, Nam. He said, Trump administration owes a full explanation of airstrike reports, all the facts, to Congress and the American people. The present authorizations for use of military force in no way covers starting a possible new war. This step could not bring the most consequential. This step could bring the most consequential military confrontation in decades. My immediate concern is for our brave Americans serving in harm's way. You know what? On your watch, Blumenthal, your heroine, Hillary Clinton, she let a lot of good people die. She let one of her ambassadors die on your watch. On your watch. So, then we get a couple more from Elizabeth Warren. Soleimani was a murderer responsible for the deaths of thousands, including hundreds of Americans. But this reckless move escalates the situation with Iran and increases the likelihood of more deaths and new Middle East conflict. Our priority must be to avoid another costly war. And then Ben Rhodes, who was the literature major or something, journalism major, who became a national security communications director or something, whatever it was, said Trump may have just started a war with no congressional debate. I really hope the worst case scenario doesn't happen, but everything about this situation suggests serious escalation to come. And these are the miserable tweets that came out of a Congress. And in the case of Ben Rhodes, the former Obama official, that is upset about how Trump doesn't do things the way Carter and Obama did them. They wanted appeasement. They wanted dialogue. They wanted congressional consultations. They wanted talks. And you think Trump's moving of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, after all the doom and gloom howls, would have been a clue to them that Trump plays hardball, and he's not seeking anybody's permission to play hardball. And they're not a particularly serious or creative bunch, and all they can see now is that Trump doesn't count out of them. And worse still, they've been focused on all this monster planning for this operation. Trump's tweets, especially on the useless impeachment kabuki, which they run to like cats to a laser pointer, is an indicator of what they've really been focused on. And then there's Ilhan Omar, Representative Ilhan Omar, who's openly cheering the terrorists. And the press, too, has its share of the same old blather about instability. But for all of this talk, President Trump today, this decisiveness and this swiftness with which he moved, and I mean, the precision of this strike is startling. And I mean, I know that we have a lot of precision-guided munitions. This one is startling. One drone, one missile. And what, we lost five? I think we lost five in the chain of command there. Maybe seven, I don't know. Besides being a master of being a decision maker, he's a master of surprise. He's been distracting them. They've been running from Trump tweet to Trump tweet while, like a whale under the water surface, the monster planning for this coordinated airstrike was going on. Trump was fully cognizant and commanding of them. He didn't even tell Congress, of course, not wanting Adam Schiff to leak the matter to CNN. And that's quite a vote of no confidence in them as they now seethe and stamp their feet and wag their fingers. Whenever, if he were to consult with them and they were to leak it to CNN, that would be treason. That would be an act of treason. I don't know if they would, they probably would not charge anybody with treason, but it would be treason. And that's the part that the part where they continually get away with some of this stuff is the part that irritates me the most. I think I don't like that part of it. And it wasn't just Qasem Soleimani, the mastermind of Iranian terror for decades, or his creepy sidekicks, or that terrorist in Lebanon who were put out of their misery. Because Trump's domestic enemies are taking a hit on this one, too. The more they talk about their longing for the status quo, the stranger they sound. this guy was responsible for 600 combatants over the course of about 6 years dying, 600 of our people, military people, okay? He was in Baghdad while under some sort of sanction from the UN where he couldn't leave Iran, but he was in Baghdad trying to coordinate the next attack. He tried to, the thing when he sent Hezbollah to our embassy, that didn't work out. He was coming up to try to coordinate something else, and he was so arrogant in his belief that he could do this and just move around in Baghdad in the open. This is not how you do this. This, you know, when you're, he was a high, and that's the thing. He was an enemy military combatant, and that makes him absolute fair game. If he's out there in the open, smile and watch for the flash. That's all he's got to be considering. And in the meantime, all the Democrats can talk about was you didn't ask our permission. Well. That's rich coming from them. That is just absolutely rich. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the heroes in entertainment mainly entertainment, Hollywood, and what they think of this and what their advice is for this, because you know that's very valuable to all of us, right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know, I always look to Hollywood whenever I need to get to figure out what my opinion should be, don't you? I always like looking to that. And today, of course, we were treated to just a veritable smorgasbord, if you will, of unsolicited advice from, Hollywood. They have distinguished themselves during this Trump era by flinging themselves headlong into the absolute high altitude part of the Trump derangement syndrome. And when we did a military precision hit on a high value target, well, leftist Hollywood celebrities, well, they reacted like leftists would. And the award for the most over-the-top reaction has to go to Rose McGowan, who gave Iran a groveling apology. In true Hollywood fashion, she called America under President Trump a terrorist regime. An interesting point from a woman who's been unfazed by the deadly contempt for their own citizens and their brutal repression of women and homosexuals, which is the world as it is under Sharia law. She said, "Dear hashtag Iran, the U.S. has disrespected your country, your flag, your people. 52% of us humbly apologize. We want peace with your nation. We're being held hostage by a terrorist regime. We do not know how to escape. Please do not kill us. Hashtag Soleimani." Then a whole bunch of people took her to task on this, and she doubled down, going, "Blank your freedom and shove it up your blank." Jessica Fowler tweeted at her, "You think Iran gives two craps what some girl from Charm says? You're not taking one for the team. You're betraying the ones killed by terrorists to defend your freedom." She didn't like that. So, you know, she said to shove it up your blank. Then Michael Moore had lots to say, or rather to show, because he opted for imagery of her words. He tweeted out an American flag bathed in Iranian green, which is a little bit bizarre. And then Ilhan Omar, as she did, more than put out a tweet reminding everyone of Bill Clinton's famous wag the dog military strike, something Clinton did not take the heat off of his domestic political troubles. And that's what they're saying this is. And more closed by implying that America, which has a military presence or engages in military cooperation with countries that are afraid of Iran is so dangerous that Soleimani's terrorist actions were righteous. He said, what did he say? Look how close they put their country to our military bases. Then there was Alyssa Milano. She retweeted everybody. She retweeted Cory Spartacus Booker and Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren and Bernie Heart Attack Sanders. They were got very excited that Trump, when he was just, you know, Citizen Trump, and he was one of them, he was a celebrity, in 2011 predicted that Obama could start a war with Iran to get reelected. Alyssa Milano, who can always be counted on to come out against Trump, was one of those. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, jumped onto this and started retweeting this. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace, she got involved in this. Michael Moore got re-involved in this. Patton Oswalt, who is a stand-up comedian and an actor, but he's also a really loud little Hollywood leftist, also retweeted generally angry anti-American content, and he opted to resurrect an old trope from early in the Iraq era about Chicken Hawk sending young Americans to die. Then Deborah Messing pulled out another retweet. Then we got the meathead, Rob Reiner. He got involved in this by retweeting Senator Chris Murphy, and then following with his own dig about Trump. Don't know about you, but I feel very secure in the knowledge that as things heat up with Iran, we're going to have a stable genius at the helm. I know that you weren't asking to know their opinion, but they were only so kind to supply this to you, weren't they? I think yes. But, you know, I digress. I just found all of that quite interesting. In the time we have left, British and Ukrainian investigations into Burisma's majority shareholder, Mykola Zloshevsky, went back to April 2014, when British authorities seized $23.5 million allegedly belonging to Zloshevsky. And that's interesting because that's when Hunter Biden supposedly joined the board of Burisma. Ukraine did not cooperate or provide documents to the British, and in January 2015, the British court released the $23.5 million, which was then transferred to Cyprus. Then, in February 2015, Viktor Shokin took office in Ukraine's prosecutor general, and has sworn that he was investigating Burisma when Joe Biden forced his removal in February 2016, although the Ukrainian parliament did not vote to approve his resignation until March of 2016. And as a result of Biden's intervention, a new prosecutor general assumed office in May 12, 2016, an appointment reportedly commended by then-Vice President Biden. And by the following September, less than 5 months later, the Kiev District Court ordered Zloshevsky removed from the prosecutor general's wanted list for lack of evidence. And in 2017, Burisma announced the closure of all investigations against Burisma and Zloshevsky after the payment of additional taxes. Robert Mueller had 2 years and $32 million to find that Trump was not involved in collusion, but Joe Biden acted to displace Shokin, who was working under the burden of historical conditions of government corruption and looking into one of the most powerful individuals and companies in Ukraine. Although Shokin had been on the job not even a year, and unlike Mueller, Shokin had many other responsibilities beyond investigating Burisma. Would that not count as an official act in his capacity as vice president when he was vice president? When you're vice president, can you get out there and say, listen, I'm not really acting as vice president. I'm just acting as Hunter's dad. You know, you're a dad, right? But Joe Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine unless the prosecutor investigating Burisma was fired as vice president of the United States. So he committed an official act in matters that involved his son's employer, the major shareholder of his son's company, and a significant source of his son's income. Instead of interfering with and disrupting any Ukrainian matters involving his son, Joe Biden should have recused himself, you know, from any domestic or foreign matters that involved his son. But he didn't. He didn't do that. He was seeking. Can we say it together? He was seeking a quid pro quo. He wanted the way to be clear so that that $500,000 a month he could make, not $500,000 a month, I'm sorry, what am I saying? $550,000. He was only making $50,000 a month. So, you know, Joe Biden prides himself as being a purported expert in foreign affairs. And even he would understand that inherently corrupt societies favor the dispersal of large amounts of cash and favors to incur the goodwill of influential individuals or to buy protection. Having his son tag along on an official trip to China, where his son had reported business interests, is another matter. But it just kind of looks to me like, you know, if it talks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, flies like a duck, if it fries up like a duck, you get my point. So, I would have to say that we're looking at an official act that Joe Biden got out there and he held up $1 billion, which is more than he says Trump held up. So, yeah, all of this is happening in the meantime while they're all out there and we're all enjoying the distraction that they're making about Trump not, consulting with Congress, blah, 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 blah. He's the commander-in-chief. That's what he does. That's what he does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.